collective investment, the idea of group of people coming together, putting their money together to invest on a specific asset or in a specific business with the aim of creating wealth for themselves. This idea has been used throughout the years and throughout the world and has proven to work. But nowadays, we tend to fail in the application of it within the context of South Africa. So today's episode, I'm trying to define and simplify the concept of investing as a group of young people, how we can regulate that, how we can ensure that we're able to stay within the idea of what we want to invest to as a group of people and how we can better do it. So that's the aim of today's podcast, and without wasting any time, let's get into it. Welcome to the Student Investor Podcast with Ivan Sambo, the podcast that focuses on starting a conversation about money, investing, growing your career, and being a young person in South Africa. Our goal is to simplify the conversation so that we can all learn and grow as young people in South Africa. Hello, future millionaires and billionaires. Welcome to another episode of the Student Investor Podcast. Before we get into this episode, guys, I just want to say thank you so much for the love you've shown to this podcast. Last week, guys, on Apple Podcasts, we were ranked number 8, and also we were ranked number 2 as the biggest business and investment podcast, guys. So thank you so much for the love. Thank you so much for the positive feedback. I really appreciate you guys sharing this podcast and growing the conversation, growing the community of people who are diving deep into investment. So today's podcast, guys, we're talking about collective investment, how we can use this idea of collective investment to create the world we want. I don't think I need to define what collective investment is. I think the intro and the word itself defines what we are talking about. So guys, collective investment has been used throughout the world by a group of people coming together, putting money to invest on a specific asset class or specific business. And we've seen this idea work. So luckily, I had an opportunity, I think in 2021, to meet a group of 9 teachers from Nelspruit who are doing collective investment, and they're investing in the logistic and transportation industry as a group. And I love their story that I just want to share it with you guys today on how they are investing as a group of young professionals, a group of young teachers. So let me set the scene for this conversation, right? This group of young people met at the University of Venda. They were doing a Bachelor of Education. 9 students, basically, who didn't know each other besides that they're doing a Bachelor of Education, and they happen to come from the same area. Not the same area. Some of them are from Nelspruit, some of them are from Komazi in Mpumalanga. So after their graduation, they went on to work in different schools around Mpumalanga, but they kept on communicating with each other, and they had a stock fell. Their stock fell was the one that they just put their money together, and end of the year they get their money and they go spend it the way they want. So one of them comes from a home where his father used to have a Baki, a Toyota blue Baki. I know those who stay in the township, they know the type of Toyota I'm talking about, those blue old Baki. And that father used to use that Baki to transport people from town to the township if they have goods or whatever the case they may have, used to transport people. And this one student wanted to enter the transportation field as well, but to buy a truck, but didn't have enough money. So in one of their stockfell meeting, I think in 2019, he decided to pitch an idea to his fellow teachers or his fellow group of friends who are teachers. And that idea was that they move away from the traditional stockfell and they start creating a stockfell for investment. And all the other 8 members loved the idea. So what did they do? They sat down and drafted a memorandum of understanding. And their idea was this: we draft a memorandum of understanding amongst each other to set rules and regulation how we govern our investment stock for right now. They set up that memorandum of understanding, and afterwards they could register a private business. They created a business, and that business, all nine of them became directors of that business. After becoming directors and registering this business and having a memorandum of understanding, they went on to open a bank account. And in the agreement, they said each member must supposed to deposit a specific amount of money in that bank account every single month for 24 months. And at the end of the 24 months, they will come together, take that money and invest it in buying a truck. That was their memorandum of understanding. That was their aim, their objective, and how they want to run their investment stock fund. Remember, guys, number one, they came together, had an idea, and that idea was to take their traditional stock fund and turn it into an investment stock fund. So what did they do? They drafted down a memorandum of understanding, and all nine of them signed it, making it binding to each and every single one. And that memorandum of understanding included rules and regulation that govern them as members and as directors of this private company they will create. It governs how or when money must be paid in each month, and if you're failing to pay your money, how are you supposed to report that to other members, as well as what fee must you pay if you are late. At the same time, in their memorandum of understanding, they also had a clause that governed how a member can withdraw from their business and their investment stock fund. And also they set within that memorandum of understanding that if you leave the property, the investment stock fund, you do not get the money you have put in, but you can sell your spot to someone else, and the other members must vote to agree to allow that member to come in. Basically a partnership, a business partnership. They created that, but they wanted to keep it in the stockful type of vibe. So they came together, they had their money every single month, keep on putting money into the business account as they used to when they used to have a stockful, but now they had an investment stockful, and they registered a business, and they had all the papers and everything signed, and all of them agree on who was going to be the leader, who was going to do this, and who was going to do what. They set out their business together. After the 24 months has ended, they came back together and they saw that yes, we have enough money now to buy their first truck. And their first truck they bought in 2021 when I first met one of their stock fund member who told me this story basically. And after that, they have started to now keeping on using that first truck, the money that's being brought in by that first truck being taken as profit and been put back onto the business account, and them as members every single month they are still putting in and paying their monthly premium so can they buy their second truck, buy their third truck, and start being in the logistic and a transportation sector using trucks. And this is a beautiful story of how people can come together and invest as a collective for a shared goal and share achievements and business they want, which is to create wealth for themselves. So I asked the follow-up question: how do you guys deal with conflicts? Because you are also friends, also you are young professionals, and also you may have clashes of personalities. And they said one thing: within our memorandum of understanding, we also set out rules on how to resolve conflict, and also we had a section, or not a section, but a clause within our agreement that deals with ethical and professional behavior amongst ourselves. And the member of this stock fund told me one other thing, that we approach this collective investment scheme of ours as professional, and we set business rules and regulation on how to do it. We didn't take it as now friends coming together to do an investment, but we took it as professionals coming together for a wealth investment purpose and a business purpose, and we need to stay professional within that. And he said yes. Throughout our 3 years or 4 years of being in this group, we have had our fair share of fight, our fair share of conflict, but at the end of the day, the binding document we created is above whatever personality clashes we have, and we have to follow it to the T, because if we do not, we may kick a member out based on the rules that set out there, and if you are kicked out by the majority, you lose your money you put in, you do not get it. And I love the idea. I love the level of professionalism they approach this collective investment scheme of theirs. I love the way that they set out the rules, their foundation, their policies. They had steps about everything. And one thing I love the most, they were professional about how they did it. And it's just, and imagine, this is a group of teachers, a group of young professional teachers that had the idea of creating wealth for themselves. So that's the story about how this group of 9 teachers created their collective investment scheme and how they did it and how they were successful in even achieving their first goal of buying their first truck. So I hope this story will motivate and encourage other young people to come together to create their own collective investment project, whatever the case may be, and use the ideas that were shared by these 9 teachers and implement them in their own way and build their own investment. As always, guys, I am Ivan Spitzley Sambo, your student investor. Thank you so much for listening.